I've had the pleasure of interviewing two people that were also interviewed by Johnny Carson. They sat on the couch and they interviewed with me, Buddy Hackett and Rick Rossovich. But today's guest by far is the most famous. He holds a record for hosting Saturday Night Live for the most. And oh, wait a second, Richard, you gave me the wrong introduction again. Today's guest is Steve Martin, but not that Steve Martin. This Steve Martin's from Action Roofing. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Steve Martin.
Yes, I'm the wild and crazy gutter guy.
And the that joke never gets old. It wasn't funny the first time I did it, and it's not funny every time I do it subsequent to that. So you work for Action Roofing.
That's correct.
And Action Roofing is owned by your brother, Jack Martin. So I'm wondering, how did that job interview go?
He called me on the phone, said, Steve, I'm getting busy. I lived in Washington State at the time. He says, if you want to come down and work for me, the time is now. So I packed up my car, headed to California, and haven't been back since.
He didn't have to ask you twice.
No.
Well, it would have been nice if you brought some of the rain with you. It's kind of wet up there.
Yeah, that was the problem with Seattle, though. There's too much of that.
There was no bottle of tequila involved. It was just a quick phone call.
No, nothing. You know, me and Jack used to fight a lot when we were kids, but we get along pretty well now, and it's been a great relationship and a great opportunity for me.
You know, it's great to have a business, and then you have the family in the business. You know, it's kind of a, you know, watch your back kind of thing.
And true. And Jack started the roofing business, and after I was a roofer for a few years, we decided to start a rain gutter business, which we're partners in. And so I say I've graduated from roofing, and now I do rain gutters, which is a little easier on my body.
I did not realize that. So you came down, worked in the roofing business, and then so now this, so there's Action Roofing and there's the Action Roofing division or whatever it is of the rain and gutter.
Exactly.
Downspout division.
Exactly.
Great. So I've been using Action Roofing. I started real estate in 1988 and really shortly after that met Jack and been using him ever since and started the radio program in 1998. And then a few years back, Jack and Action Roofing became a sponsor of the radio show. So it's kind of a good match. And Steve did the gutters on my roof, I don't know how many, a few years ago. And I'm kind of curious to know the changes. You know, I mean, gutters have been around. It's kind of funny, you know, it was on the program recently was Bruce Douglas from Douglas Hardwood Floors.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually had like this insane amount of information of like, you know, the first homes and the first, you know, you went from dirt floors to like hardwood floors and planks. And I didn't think to ask you if you have any knowledge of, you know, when you look at all these old homes, when did we start seeing gutters? You have any idea?
Well, I don't know when the first gutters were, but a lot of the old Victorian-style homes in Santa Barbara had wooden, very small gutters. They were maybe 2 inches across the top and 2 inches deep. Really were not very effective, but they were wooden gutters along the eaves, and quite often we'll come to some of those houses in Santa Barbara now, have to remove the old wooden gutters and install a aluminum or a copper gutter instead.
So you still come across a wooden gutter that might be 80, 100 years old?
Yes.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah.
Obviously, they don't function well, but they function maybe in a very light rain.
Yeah, you know, and they looked good on the Victorian-style houses, but correct, they were such a small gutter that in most rains, they were not very effective.
That's very interesting. So, like, well, it makes sense. What were you going to use back then? You use wood. And so then the first gutters were made galvanized?
Yeah, galvanized was the most popular style of gutter, and they were seamed together. But then about 35...
And when you say seamed, like welded?
Correct. They're soldered, and most rain gutters that are not extruded on the job come in 10 or 20-foot sections and are connected together with
soldered or something.
Hot solder, yes.
Which can hold. I mean, it's not like it's going to leak, or it can leak. Or
well, solder does work very well. But a galvanized gutter wouldn't last as long as an aluminum because it's much more corrosive. But generally, we find when gutters start to wear out on a galvanized gutter, the seams are the first thing to go.
And so galvanized, that's been around for God knows how long. They were making these new gutters and, you know, bringing them to a job site, soldering them together.
Yes.
And so when did that change? What changed the shift from that?
Well, they designed a seamless rain gutter machine in what is called a K or an OG style gutter. And that's where there's a machine that actually forms a flat piece of metal that's about 12 inches wide into the shape of a gutter. Those machines were first being used about 35 years ago. However, I'd say in the last 10 to 15 years is when they became much more popular and more people had those machines. And
people meaning you know, nobody's going to go out and buy.
Correct. You know, when Jack and I first started doing rain gutters, there was basically three of us in town. We were the only roofer doing rain gutters. And then most of the sheet metal companies were the other people who had rain gutter machines back then. But now that the gutter machines have become a little less expensive, there's a lot more people doing seamless rain gutters.
And what did these machines cost when they first came out?
About $16,000.
How much?
$16,000.
$16,000. Because I remember you came out to my house and you had this machine in tow, and you feed in a 12-inch wide piece of aluminum, and boom, it just folds it, heats it, I guess. And
there's not heat, it's just a forming machine. So it's a series of rollers that shapes it and puts crimps in it, which gives it its strength. And it's a very unique process, you know. Every piece is made custom for the size of the house. The longest piece that I have ever extruded was 170 feet, all one piece, no seams.
A straight run?
Correct. It was actually a U-shaped building, and all three pieces were about the same, 170 foot each.
Now, when people are listening to this, because when you go out to a house, we're talking with Steve Martin. He runs the gutter division out of Action Roofing here in Santa Barbara. When you go out to a house, you don't generally want to do any runs longer than what?
Well, most residential houses, you know, the back of the houses are probably 60, 70 feet. So residential houses, we don't always see runs much longer than that. But we do quite often do 100-foot sections on residential houses, and we would always want to make them seamless. The problem with the seams in aluminum gutter is aluminum does expand and contract over temperature change. And even an aluminum gutter, if you put a seam, over time that seam will start to separate and leak.
So the gutters you put up, they're seamless aluminum gutters. They have an end cap and they have a downspout. You just cut into it. And
they will last for at least 40 years.
Oh, that's good.
And they come painted.
And you get different colors.
Correct. There's about 40 different colors available in both gutters and downspouts.
Purple?
We don't have that one yet, but I'll talk to my supplier.
Yeah, see, if I was thinking of going with purple gutters and get some tattoos of gutters and downspouts and elbows. And you know, that's it's kind of but I remember when you were doing like the back of my house, which was about a 50-foot run, because the longer the run, you have to have a slope to get the water to exit. And so the longer the run, you know, then the slope can be a little more noticeable.
Correct. Or you just need to add additional downspouts. I mean, generally, we figure about 30 feet per downspout, and that allows the gutters to be somewhat level to the eye, minimal slope. However, the water will still drain to those locations.
Okay, now it makes sense what you're explaining, because when I did mine, I only wanted one downspout, and you were cautioning me, and it was a long run for one downspout, and it would look a little, but it was the back of the house, and I didn't care, but it's not what you would normally advise.
Correct, and that quite often comes up that, you know, it's just not a good location for water to be spilling out, so people want to try to have minimal downspouts, but there are, you know, things that don't work in a heavy rain, it may be too much water for the one downspout, or you have to deal with the fact that the gutters look like they have a bigger angle on them.
Right, right. Anyone still using galvanized? Some old school guys thinking that's the way to go?
People who don't have a machine, they still suggest galvanized gutters. You know, for the most part, galvanized is not used very much anymore. There used to be the comment that galvanized was a thicker metal and stronger than aluminum, but over the years, the industry has, the galvanized gutters are much thinner than what they used to be 20 years ago. So if you compare the galvanized nowadays to the aluminum nowadays, they're virtually the same thickness and the same strength.
And people love, talking with Steve Martin, he's the heads the division of Action Roofing's gutter and downspout division. Copper, you know, people, you see these higher end homes and you put down the copper and it has an amazing look. Would this extruding machine that you own also form seamless copper gutters?
That's correct, yes. There is a new half-round gutter machine that will extrude either aluminum or copper. And then, of course, the first machine, the OG or K-style, does the same. It will extrude either aluminum or copper. Copper is certainly a much less corrosive material than galvanized or even aluminum. Some people prefer copper being closer to the ocean, but it is a very unique look. And I would say that, you know, copper is probably only about 20% of our work. But as you mentioned, custom homes a lot of times call out for copper rain gutters.
I mean, you really need the vintage look. Like, you're not going to put gutter copper on like a Goleta tract house, like kind of what I own, or could you?
You could, but it doesn't happen very much. I agree. You know, not necessarily a good fit for that style house.
Right.
And, you know, you'd most likely be the only one in the neighborhood. And, you know, if you're real rich, then go for it.
Well, so if you could give an example of, let's say someone wanted to do, needed a 30-foot run in front of their house with a downspout. Yeah, I mean, can you ballpark what an aluminum would be versus you go copper? Like, what is the general difference?
Aluminum is approximately $6 a foot, and copper is about $28 a foot. So you're looking about, you know, at least 4 to 5 times as much for copper because of the additional cost of material, and then also the additional labor of soldering the copper before you install it.
Even though it's seamless, you have to solder the end caps.
And the outlets for the downspouts. But the half-round machine, as I mentioned earlier, is a newer product, and it's superior to the old way of connecting copper gutters, which came in 10 or 20-foot sections. Again, they would have seams, which require more labor and more cutting, more waste of the copper gutters to be able to install them on a house.
Right.
With a seamless machine, I can make the copper gutters the exact size, which cuts down the amount of waste, and then to put up a 30-foot piece as opposed to seaming 3 pieces together and having that additional labor, you make it all in one piece, which dramatically cuts down the price of materials and installation.
Well, that gives me, though, a new appreciation for when I walk up and see copper gutters in the house and you're telling me the material cost is, you know, almost 5 times price per linear foot.
Yes.
That's impressive. and it definitely, on the right homes, there's no doubt it gives a nice look. And maybe you just do it on the front where you're going to see a nice downspout.
We do that quite often. And in aluminum, there is a color called rustic brown, which is real similar to the way the copper turns in Santa Barbara once it weathers. We don't get much patina like you do in other parts of the country, the green in the copper. So most of our copper turns kind of a rustic color brown, and there is an aluminum color that is pretty close to what copper will weather to look like.
So someone, if they were doing the back of the house, or, I mean, you wouldn't do an aluminum gutter and then a copper downspout?
You know, that does happen sometimes. Some people like to have their copper coming down to the ground and don't necessarily notice it with the gutter. If we do that, you know, there is a reaction between aluminum and copper. So what we do is we put some type of insulation in between the aluminum and the copper so the two metals wouldn't be touching.
Oh, is that similar to when they do like galvanized pipe to copper pipe?
Yes.
Similar.
Yes.
Because remember that joint.
The inferior metal being aluminum or galvanized would corrode over time if it was in contact with the copper.
Talking with Steve Martin, he has the gutter and downspout division out of Action Roofing. And remember the old show, Groucho Marx, say the secret word and win $100. So if we had some gizmo here to go, when you said the word patina, that would have been the secret word. That's a word I love and learned years ago. And for those of you who don't know, it's what happens to either metal or wood as it ages. And it's a fancy way of saying, you know, that old look really kind of looks good. So we're going to call it patina.
So since I said that word, what do I get?
We'll talk to you after the break, and maybe we'll get you that bottle of tequila that Jack never gave you during the interview.
Being on your show's enough.
All right, so copper. So now we're coming in. We're experiencing this drought. I'm doing this insane freaking thing at my house with a couple of downspouts, paying ungod's amount of money to dig this hard dirt out, and bought, you know, 1.5 yards of 3/4-inch gravel, and then elbowing the downspouts all the way to this pit, this long rectangular channel, and then attaching 10-foot perforated pipes. I should have never invited Adam Simmons, geologist, hydrologist, over to my house. And I'm doing all this, and it's the green thing to do, because you don't want the water just, because everybody else, for years, it would be, well, you don't want water pooling at your house, so let's have a downspout, you know, maybe go underground and then shoot it into the street. Correct. And there it goes into the street, into the storm drains, out to the ocean, instead of somehow figuring out a way to keep the water on the property. And, you know, who helped me with that decision, actually, and I can blame even more than Adam, is the host of Garden Gossip, Chris Cullen, Montecito Landscape, and he gave me a lot of great tips, and this was one of them.
Well, and
you seeing that?
You know, the old method of putting it into a drain pipe and out to the street also caused some of the pollution that we would see in the ocean, because all that runoff, when it goes onto a lawn or onto soil, it acts as a natural filter for impurities. So if it runs across your grass and then goes to the street, you don't get the pollution that you do. So
the stuff coming off the roof, you mean?
Exactly.
Like the granules from the roof, it's going straight into the ocean. And then it's also picking up whatever's in the gutters, of course. Well, of course, when it rains, anything in the gutter is going to go in the storm drain.
Yes.
So what do you see people doing, choices they're making now?
Well, in the last year or so especially, and this happened again back in the 90s when we had our worst drought.
You know what? Let's take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we'll finish up this topic. I hadn't planned on having you here for more than one segment, and it's excruciatingly painful for me to have to have you here for, but I want to hold this over because this is kind of interesting, and I don't want to cut it short because we're already running long in the segment.
Perfect.
So we come back to Steve Martin, heads the gutter and downspout division with Action Roofing, and we'll come back and we'll just wrap up this discussion before it goes down the downspout, and we'll wrap up on what people are doing, you know, due to the recent drought. Stay tuned. You'll be back before it rains.